The U.S. Supreme Court ruled the federal government could not coerce states to expand Medicaid, and it invalidated part of the Affordable Care Act that made expansion mandatory. The governor says a decision by the federal government to tie the Medicaid expansion issue to ongoing negotiations over a separate program that reimburses hospitals for uncompensated care is unconstitutional, and House Speaker Steve Crisafulli agrees.
Well, I think we talked about that yesterday in the gaggle. I mentioned the Sebelius versus NFIB case that took place. And, I think the governor acted on the merits of that case.
Florida has not received a decision on the $2 billion low-income pool funds, and the lawsuit comes as the state plans to formally request an extension of the program. Meanwhile, the Senate has crafted a privatized version of a Medicaid expansion, but the House is not going along. And that's led to deep division in budgeting, and lawmakers are prepared to go into overtime, says Senate Appropriations Chairman Tom Lee.
As the session progresses and, the opportunity to bring this in for a landing in 60 days, appears to be extinguishing at this moment, I think pressure mounts and people get, react differently. And I think you're starting to see a more defensive posture.
At stake is critical funding to safety net hospitals that treat large numbers of uninsured patients. Florida Healthcare Secretary Liz Dudek told a Senate panel some hospitals could be hurt badly if they lose LIP funding. Also at stake is access to health insurance for up to 1 million more uninsured Floridians currently stuck in what's called the coverage gap. They make too much money for the state's current Medicaid program and too little to get federal help to purchase insurance. Joe Nalker, a Georgetown University Medicaid expert, says Florida's decision to sue the federal government doesn't help either problem.
This is a very disappointing turn the governor has taken. He's really done a 180 from a few years ago where he expressed his support for extending Medicaid coverage to Floridians who really need it.
The governor initially supported a Medicaid expansion, but said a few weeks ago he could no longer support that if the federal government withdrew funding for the low-income pool. Florida is only a handful of states with that special hospital funding, and it's known for a year the LIP program was going away. Still, Alker says she's trying to stay optimistic.
I remain guardedly and perhaps not very realistically, I remain guardedly optimistic that cooler heads will prevail and that the Senate and the House and the governor will be able to come together.
I'm hopeful that the wiser heads will prevail and that the House version of the budget, which does not include Medicaid expansion, will be the kind of will carry the day.
That's James Madison Institute's Sal Nuzzo. The free market think tank is against Medicaid expansion, and Nuzzo says it doesn't solve the underlying problem of cost increases that have made health insurance unaffordable to many. Nuzzo applauds Governor Rick Scott's decision to sue the federal government. Nuzzo says Floridians should not take a cynical view of the governor and the legislature, and he views the stalemate between lawmakers as a critical policy debate for the future of health care going forward.
We're doing and we're showing that, well-intentioned, well-meaning individuals in Tallahassee can look at a very difficult, challenging issue and engage in a debate that will impact Floridians, for generations.
That debate will soon be heading to court. The federal government does not comment on pending litigation. However, in a statement, a spokesman for the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services says Florida is free to make its own decision on Medicaid expansion. He says the agency is looking forward to the state submitting a new proposal on how to fund the low-income pool based upon CMS's previous requests for changes in the program that increase transparency and divide the funding more evenly between hospitals. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.